This week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com, Social Security Divorced Spouse Benefits. Hi, I'm Chris Stein, a certified financial planner and a finance instructor at Colorado State University.
And I'm Jim Solney, also a certified financial planner, but not a finance instructor at Colorado State University.
And welcome to this week's HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com blog post. So today we're going to talk about divorced spouse benefits. We've discussed spousal benefits in the past, which are benefits that you may be entitled to or your spouse is entitled to because of the act of being married. There's actually a spousal benefit, which you can go back and look at the listen to some of the previous blog posts we have on that topic. But the divorce rate in the United States causes the situation where spouses are together for some time and then become divorced to happen quite often. And the question comes up, am I entitled to the spousal benefit that I had with my ex-spouse? And the answer is maybe. There's actually some requirements that have to be met for this to happen, but you may still qualify for a spousal benefit even though you are not currently married to that person. And the restrictions are this. First of all, your marriage must have lasted 10 years or longer. So it has to be a substantial period of time. You are unmarried. You have not remarried. If you remarry, you essentially hitch your horse to a new wagon, is the way I describe it, from out in the West here, and you then are entitled to a spousal benefit connected to your new spouse rather than your ex-spouse. You must be age 62 or older, which is true of a normal retirement benefit or spousal benefit. You have to reach the earliest entitlement date, which is your age 62. Your ex-spouse is entitled to a retirement or disability benefit. So your ex has to be entitled to, which if you were still married, that would still also be the case. So far, some of these rules are the same as if you were still married. And then the last part is where it's quite different. If you're married to someone, for you to be entitled to a spousal benefit, they, your spouse, have to be filing themselves. We call it unlocking the door. They have to file for their retirement benefit, or technically disability benefit, and that will unlock the door for your spousal benefit. Being divorced, that isn't the case. You do not have to wait for them to file as long as you've been divorced at least 2 years. And this is a rule put into place to prevent manipulation or taking advantage of the Social Security system. You can imagine that there might be the time where spouses would like to file a spousal benefit on each other. Well, you can't do that when you're married. If you're divorced, you actually can. So the temptation might be, well, let's get divorced so that we can do this Social Security claiming strategy. The two-year rule is put in place for that specifically. But the reason why they allow divorced spouses to file without the ex having filed themselves should be fairly obvious. It is possible that your ex will intentionally delay filing to deny you a spousal benefit once you're divorced, because, of course, not all divorces are particularly friendly. So in this case, that's the rule where they will allow you to file a spousal benefit as long as your ex is entitled to a benefit, but they don't have to have been filing themselves.
In fact, the ex won't even know you filed.
Correct.
They don't notify them, mm-hmm. and it will not impact the ex's benefit themselves. So a lot of people think, my ex is not going to allow me to collect, or my ex is going to get mad because it's going to reduce his. None of that comes into play. It does not reduce the other spouses. In fact, your ex could remarry and divorce and remarry and divorce, and as long as each marriage lasted 10 years, each ex can collect on his earnings and collect a full spousal divorce spouse benefit, and he can still collect his full. It doesn't reduce it down.
Correct. But a number of people always ask when we get into this and we talk about remarrying, what happens if you remarry and hitch yourself to that new wagon, essentially? You cannot then file a divorced spouse benefit on your first spouse because you're now connected to a spousal benefit with your new spouse. But what if that marriage ends for some reason. Well, believe it or not, that actually reopens the door to file a divorce spouse benefit on your original ex.
If he or she has more earnings.
Right. And you, that would be the case where you might want to do that. Obviously, if your new spouse, you're married to them 10 years, so you qualify for a divorce spouse benefit, you could find yourself in a position to, I guess, pick and choose and file for a divorce spouse benefit on whichever ex-spouse's record would give you the most.
Correct. And one small little thing before we wrap up, Chris, on this whole two-year rule, how you were saying they made that rule so people couldn't benefit. What we mean by that, because we're asked all the time, people like to let their own benefits go to age 70 because that's what pays them the most. But nobody wants to wait to 70 to collect. So there is being able to file after your full retirement age a restricted benefit and say, hey, let my benefit rise, give me my spousal benefit. And every married couple asks us the same thing, right, Jim. Can I claim a spousal under my wife so mine can grow to age 70, my personal benefit? Can she file a spousal under me so hers can grow to age 70 and then we both turn us on at age 70? No, they're on to that game. And they say married couples cannot do that. And we won't get into the nuances of why. You just can't. However, divorced spouses can.
Right.
They will allow a divorced spouse to restrict, and each spouse can restrict. Because a divorced spouse can do it under the way the law is written, they put that two-year rule in to kind of keep people at age 66 from saying, all right, let's get divorced for 2 years, collect spousal benefits, and then when we switch to our, get divorced for 4 years, and then switch and get remarried, and they're on to that, and that's why they put that in there.
Right. So if you have any questions about divorced spouse benefits, if you fall into any of the categories we listed here today, please let us know. Thank you again for listening this week.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Solnier, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.